If we use the definition that I'm working with, which is that of Hermann Zassa, who describes it more as that attempt to manipulate and to coerce a connection to God, the consumerist mystic says, we just need to get people connected to spirituality in a way that they can understand. And so if that means that the sermons have to be about, you know, how to have better finances or how to get your kids to behave, that's somehow going to trick people into a kind of mysticism. It's like hiding the penicillin for a child in applesauce. The hope is that if we can get you to come and learn about parenting, we're going to sneak in a couple little references to a form of the gospel, and then we'll have done our thing. But that form of the gospel is very rarely going to be about preaching Christ crucified and more about just being religious or being a person who has a relationship with God in perhaps a more generic sense. And it is a failure of trust, I think, in the work and the power of the word itself. You could find in the books and the marketing strategists and the consultants this idea that if you do this, this will follow. And that's partly because they're often selling a package or a program or some kind of DVDs or books to say, if you take your church on this journey, you are going to thrive the way these other mega churches have thrived.